Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, 62 degrees and lots of green on the radar.
Yes, some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this Monday. High near 72 expected.
Well, there's another Democratic candidate in Wisconsin's gubernatorial race as of today. Madison's Brett Halsey announcing today he's making a run for governor. Fresh out of the gate, taking aim at the front runner on the Democratic side, Mary Byrd.
But we need somebody who can take on Scott Walker, not, you know, some spoiled rich kid.
Like Burke, Halsey says his focus is going to be on jobs.
My Get Wisconsin Working Again plan is backed up by, you know, UW economics professors in the Energy Center of Wisconsin. So we know it'll create thousands of jobs, mostly by reversing this, you know, Scott Walker's reign of error.
Halsey has been in the state assembly for 4 years. He served on the Dane County Board for 14 years.
This year's Boston Marathon, a day to remember, a day of caution, but also a day to celebrate, especially for American Meb Keflezighi of San Diego, California, a native African. He is the winner of the men's Boston Marathon with a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes. He previously won the New York City Marathon in 2009, has a silver medal in the marathon event in the 2004 Olympics, a repeat winner on the women's side, Rita Jeppu of Kenya, who won the event last year and in 2006.
Sheboygan County on the low end of the gas prices when compared to the rest of the state today. The website Wisconsin Gas Prices, reporting stations across the county, had prices ranging from $3.57 to $3.61 for a gallon of regular unleaded over the weekend. That's below the statewide average. Wisconsin AAA fuel gauge report for today is $3.66 a gallon. Now that's up 5 cents from this time last month. It is 6 cents higher than this time a year ago. Now, Wisconsin's average slightly below the Lundberg Survey's national average of $3.68 a gallon. That is up 8.5 cents over the past 2 weeks.
Those traveling down to Chicago via I-94 will need to be careful of some new phases of road construction that begin today. 16 miles of the interstate being resurfaced in Racine and Milwaukee counties. The new road will begin in Racine County, close to the Kenosha County border. There will be ramp closures and detours along the way when necessary. For now, one of the three northbound lanes will be closed during the day, and two lanes in each direction will be closed late at night. That's starting at about 9:30 every night.
A California teenager miraculously survived a flight in the wheel well of a plane going to Hawaii. We get more from Fox's William Lajeunesse.
Forget first class or seat in the rear. A 16-year-old from San Jose, California, apparently hitched a ride to Maui inside the wheel well of a Hawaiian Airlines jet. Incredibly, the teen survived the below zero temperatures and thin air at 35,000 feet. Maui Airport manager Marvin Moniz.
He looked pretty good from what I could see. Again, young juvenile, and didn't appear to be dirty or greased up from claiming to be in a wheel well.
The teen apparently had a beef with his family. That's why he left home. He's now with government social workers in Hawaii. The TSA and FBI are investigating how the teen made it past airport security and onto the plane. In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News Radio.
Sheboygan County continues to see a drop in home sales and prices in 2014. The latest numbers from the Wisconsin Realtors Association show March sales in the county down 20 from the same month last year. As for the median price, it's down $900 from last year. Now, through the first quarter of this year, the first 3 months, sales in the county are down 17 from 2013. Prices down 6.5%. Statewide, sales are down 8.5% through this year, experts blaming the long and cold winter for the slower market. However, prices are up 4.2% this year.
Rock County authorities have been looking for an SUV that struck and killed two motorcyclists near Janesville and then drove away. Happened last night, about 8 o'clock on Highway 14. Sheriff's deputies said five motorcycles were riding behind a vehicle that swerved to avoid an oncoming SUV that had crossed the center line. It struck the two bikers who were leading the group. 24-year-old Mitchell Vance and 18-year-old Devin Julius, both of Janesville, were dead. Three other bikers managed to avoid the crash.
About 96,000 pounds of Oscar Mayer wieners were recalled on Easter Sunday because they might contain cheese by mistake. Oscar Mayer is based in Madison, but none of the hot dogs in question were made in Wisconsin. Rather, the plant in Columbia, Missouri. The USDA said Oscar Mayer's classic wieners may have ingredients from the company's classic cheese dogs. Officials said the product labels were not correct, and they don't mention that the hot dogs in question had pasteurized cheese, which contained the known allergen of milk.
Well, people who undergo weight loss surgery may experience changes in appetite and their senses of taste and smell. Researchers suggest those changes can lead people to lose even more weight. Study was done in Britain, where 97% of patients said their appetite changed after surgery. Changes left them actually disliking foods that they had enjoyed before the surgery.
And this week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, a statewide tornado drill set for Thursday to help schools, businesses, and homes practice their responses to a real twister. Also during the week, the National Weather Service will have daily lessons about pitfalls to avoid. Today's topic, something lots of folks know about all too well recently, flash flooding. It's the number one killer during thunderstorms. 84 Americans died from floods a year ago. And again, it's a timely lesson since thunderstorms are in the forecast today, and thousands of Wisconsinites live along rivers that are swollen from melting snow.
They'll have a mock alarm, a mock warning, and we'll be passing that along here on WHBL.
Yep, and that'll be in the 1 o'clock hour on Thursday.
How about that forecast?
Well, some scattered showers and thunderstorms on the radar. They'll continue throughout the day, a high near 72 tonight. Evening showers, then becoming mostly cloudy, low near 38. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Only a high of 54, though.
All right, 61, make it 62 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.